Ladies and gentlemen, buckle up for the sex. It's the Apropos of Nothing podcast.
With your hosts,
Salsa,
James,
and Jenna.
Yay.
And special guests,
Brianna.
Yay.
That's a thing.
Yeah.
We have a package in front of us.
We do.
It's gold and shiny.
So sparkly.
Somebody should read that label.
I can read it.
Good, because I'm illiterate.
Apropos of Nothing, for those who like to play with Perrin or eat close Perrin, swords.
I'm going to point out that the back of that says naughty or nice.
Oh, it sure does.
Ooh.
Also, there's
stop. Perrin?
I'm pretty sure that
is your life so busy that theses is too much time out of your day.
I think parentheses is the pair of them.
I think it's totes busy.
So I've been spending a lot of time doing crosswords lately and learning a lot of strange abbreviations because of that.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah. Wow. I suppose.
So, way to win at a crossword.
Ah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there.
Are we going to open this
now, thing? Now, Salsa, two of these apply to you, so I'm going to let you open it.
I'll open it.
Also, it could be anthrax like that last time.
I mean, possibly.
I'll open it.
Well, then open it. Then
you have all the knives over there. Oh.
I make things happen.
Okay, so we discussed the possibility.
She said twice that she said she'll open it and then didn't.
Yeah, it's your present, though.
Right.
It's caught, you guys.
Oh my god.
Yes.
I do not.
Something.
Sword pop molds.
You can make popsicles.
On guard. These playful pop molds create delicious frozen treats in fun sword shapes. The silicone sleeves create detailed popsicles using your favorite ingredients. Creates four sword shapes.
I'm just going to say, there's some of those that don't quite look like popsicles. They remind me of something else.
Yeah, yeah? That's what I saw.
Okay. Yeah, when I first saw it, it looked like the light string that my friends bought and installed on my stairwell.
That's not a light string, my friend. That's...
No, the light string that I got was made by Bad Dragon.
It means nothing to me.
Well, it means something to some people, so...
All the lights were shaped like different penises.
Oh!
Animal penises.
This reminded me of that company that makes the animal-shaped personal massagers.
Yeah, probably Bad Dragon.
Yeah.
The ones with, like, the ovipositors and shit.
I do like there's a scimitar.
Oh my god,
guy.
These things look like pocket pussies.
Well,
like,
depending
I'm sure
on your
that
size.
The popsicles probably look...
No, these are...
Whose pocket? No, it's like, legitimately, these
No, this one's ribbed.
They look like...
For your pleasure?
Yes.
For someone's pleasure.
A combination between wangs. Like this...
That's number wang.
This one
animal
definitely...
Wangs and,
Yep.
And swords. Like
That one's veiny.
This one's super veiny.
That one is super veiny. That's okay.
You should make it in strawberry.
The swords that these resemble somewhat are definitely like the Mall Ninja ones.
Not just the Mall Ninja ones, the oversized Mall Ninja ones that are disproportionately wide.
Right. But I still think these are fucking fantastic.
Oh, yeah, no, absolutely. Don't get us wrong. These are great.
We will definitely make some popsicle dicks.
Oh, this is happening. fill silicone sleeves to sword opening. Yep.
Oh.
Place sleeves into base and insert handle.
You know, Popsicle Dicks was trying to get a show booked.
I would absolutely go to a Popsicle Dicks concert.
Yeah. We are Popsicle Dicks, thank you!
Whoa. Match sword handle to blade, line up notches on sleeves to those on sticks.
Yep, got that.
Okay.
Where does the lube go?
Everywhere, James.
Freeze!
Everywhere.
Oh, freeze for 4 to 6 hours.
They have different numbers of notches. So this one...
Okay.
Goes with this one.
Well, I mean, I feel like...
Yeah, that's what it said. Match sword handle to blade, line up notches on sleeves to those on sleeves.
Oh, yeah,
You've got to make sure to get the right style. No, you wouldn't want totally stylistically a veiny handle with...
Oh, I see.
With a ribbed blade.
This
that makes sense.
Yeah, you don't want to give the you don't want to give the like horse penis to the cow.
Right. Remove sleeves from base. While holding pop stick, use handy grips to peel sleeve away.
Whoa.
Handy grips.
This just keeps getting better.
Yeah. These are all lined up correctly now. All
right.
Well done, Salsa.
Yay.
I help.
This is a wonderful present for two reasons.
Three.
Oh.
You give your two.
My two are that they are swords, but that they look like wieners.
Yep, that's one and two.
And three is, I was given to this by my mother-in-law.
Oh, shit.
I kind of guessed it.
Yeah, but still.
Thanks, mother-in-law.
That's beautiful.
That's great.
Thank you.
All right, okay. Do you know what that isn't, though?
Booze?
Booze.
Ah, I have booze.
I mean, they could be boozy popsicles.
Yeah, but that would take like in 4 to 6 hours.
Yeah.
Jenna's going to teach us how to
all right.
How to do this.
These bitches need to be opened.
I feel like I'm capable of this.
All right.
And wow. Also that.
Don't break the tiny boozes.
Kablam! They all say use bottle opener. Thankfully.
Well, then.
Yeah.
All right.
Where did the box go?
One.
So, what did we decide to call this one, the granny apple?
Well, I call it the granny jump up.
The granny jump up.
Like a Johnny jump up, but it's Granny Smith.
Yeah. So, here's
but
how you
granny
make...
shouldn't jump.
Oh, God.
It's bad for my knees.
That's a common misconception.
Ingredients.
And that's ageist.
Oh.
My granny ageist. Shouldn't jump.
Yeah.
That's... Most shouldn't. I feel like that is just...
But jump around.
How people do.
Jump around.
Okay, so...
Jump up and get down.
In order to make a granny jump up, you will need one Angry Orchard hard cider green apple. And one container of Fireball cinnamon whiskey or any other cinnamon whiskey, really. Jim Beam has one. Tennessee Williams.
But
has
are
one.
Any
as Tennessee Williams?
Yeah, you know, street yeah, climbing
actually,
desire
yes.
guy.
I've had that one. It's pretty good.
Thank you. All right. So, what you're gonna do? Because this is a bottle cocktail.
Yeah.
Okay.
Bottle.
So. You're going to take your bottle and you're going to drink it.
Bottle cock.
To right where the neck starts to widen into the rest of the bottle. So I'm just going to do
so
this.
So where
for
you
a
would
bit.
Put the sleeve?
Yeah.
Audience, you are missing a gesture.
they're not here for it, but they're not missing it.
So the first thing you do is you just take a swig of your cider until you get to that first bend in the road. Yep. Then you take a fireball and you just
spill it all over the place.
Ta-da! I didn't actually. Thank you. Fill it up to near the top.
All right.
If you want, you can fill it up a little bit and then swirl it. I mean, I don't have to be the only one pouring this.
No, but it's entertaining.
No, but it's medically fascinating.
There's only one bottle, so...
Well, yeah, I can pass the bottle around.
You could, but you're not, so...
I'm genuinely fine with this.
I lost my blanket.
Thank you for pouring.
Yeah. Well, I have a lot of practice pouring into bottles.
Ah! Fair enough.
Aha! Salsa.
Doo-doo.
Yours is exceptionally
cool. Gotta give it a little
sip
off the top.
I need a napkin.
All right.
You got a little excited.
Your booze got a little excited.
Cool.
Right, look, you're real pretty, and it's been a while, okay? So.
yeah.
Yeah.
All right. And that is how you make a bottle cocktail. Pretty much.
Hooray.
Any kind.
All right.
And now we drink.
Now we drink.
Cheers.
I don't understand this part.
Oh, yum. That's absolutely perfect.
Yeah.
Like, just the right amount of sweet and sour and spicy.
Yep.
I like it.
Yeah.
So, I have a thing for you.
You have a thing for me.
Yes.
That you broke and then put together.
Correct.
Excellent.
It was one of the Becky Schmidts, one of our episodes with Becky Schmidt, where she said, I'm surprised that you haven't killed these two idiots yet. referring to Salsa and myself.
Right, yes.
And you said, I know, right? I deserve a trophy.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God, this is delightful. Okay, so...
It'll hang out in the bar if you'd like, or I can go home with you, but...
This hangs out in the bar because there might be days where I need to just grab it.
Yeah.
So this is a...
You gave her a weapon.
A homemade...
Ooh. Uh-huh.
I will point but to be
she,
fair, it fell apart.
She doesn't get to have the trophy if... Right,
well,
so...
Well, yeah, but I can still maim you.
Well, yeah.
There's a delightful cup atop a... A decorative dowel, I'm going to call it.
Right, it's a candlestick.
Yeah, okay, it is a candlestick.
Yeah.
So it's a cup attached to a candlestick that says, Jenna didn't kill today so far. Mm-hmm. And this, I would like to thank all of the little people.
You mean me?
You. I want to thank Jenna. Yeah. Like, she helps me keep from killing people. So,
that's fair.
Every once in a while, I want to hit you in the head, and then I think of her, and I'm like, she would do it so much better. Thank you. Thank you for this, Bree.
You're welcome.
Yeah, but,
this delights me.
Good.
Thank you. Excellent. I'm just going to hold on to it now.
When you were like, I deserve a trophy, I was like, I think I know exactly how to make this happen.
All right, you guys, I've got a trophy in one hand and booze in the other. I'm having a good night.
Yeah, woo! And an orangutan in front of you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We will take a picture of this trophy and we will post it. I look forward to it.
Yeah.
It pleases me greatly.
Somebody should do that.
Oh, I'll take a picture.
Yes?
What you been up to?
I threw a party on Saturday.
Well, there was that.
It was a fun party.
Yeah.
A bunch of people were there.
Phyllis has a holiday party
because
we value our members.
Mm-hmm.
And it happened in my place.
Yeah.
And there's not a lot of light here. Flash.
Ah! Oh, sorry. Bonk.
I love that it looks like he's holding the trophy.
Yeah,
that
is right. I positioned that
so well done.
So anyway, we had a party, and I brought my famous taco bar. I may have outdone my taco bar.
Holy
shit! I have done taco bars for many years.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I've ever done a taco bar quite like this taco bar. We had. Beef, the traditional ground beef. We had pulled chicken, made by Jill. And
before you finish describing it, I got home and said there was a taco bar, and my partner was like, "Oh, did she bring out that 3-part crock pot?" And I'm like, "You don't understand. She brought out 2 3-part crock pots and 2 other full size ones."
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We had the meats and the 2 full sizes, and then one of the triple crock pot buffets. Was 3 different kinds of beans,
because
this is important.
Mm-hmm.
The other one had some...
Queso.
There was queso.
Mm-hmm.
There was Mexican rice.
Oh, yeah.
And there was some fried peppers. Bryn fried up some peppers for everyone. And then we had the other regular spread of lettuce, tomatoes, onions, black olives... Couple different kinds of salsa, sour cream, cheese.
There was pickles.
It wasn't pickles. It was jalapenos.
Oh, yeah. It looked like pickles.
It looked kind of pickly. Yeah. Not going to lie.
I was wondering if they were pickled peppers of some sort.
No.
No? Okay.
No. They were very strong when I opened the the
good
jar.
To know.
But yeah, they were jalapenos.
That looked like pickles.
That looked like pickles.
They were nosy peppers. God damn it.
Oh, my God.
Yep. All right.
And then we had flour and corn soft shell, and then your regular corn hard shell.
Yeah.
There was a lot of taco bar.
Whoa, yeah. I went back for seconds.
Good.
Yeah. I ate so much.
Yeah.
So much.
I wanted to make sure people were fed.
Yeah.
It's important.
Did a great job.
I promise you, I was fed.
Excellent. Thank you. Well, and I love doing the taco bar because dietary restrictions just don't apply.
It was perfect for me.
Because if you can't have something, like I can't have dairy, then I don't put dairy on it.
Mm-hmm.
Ta-da! And I make sure to get both the corn and the flour because
Somebody might be gluten. Yeah.
We also had bowls if people didn't want that so that they could just make a taco salad.
But then what are people going to complain about?
Fucking everything else.
You've taken away my like number one and two reasons to complain about things.
They were complaining about not being able to touch the swords.
I told people, I'm like, look, there's a couple of rules. Don't touch the instruments without permission, which is just kind of a general thing anyway. Don't touch the swords. Just don't touch the
swords. Don't even ask.
Don't even ask. They're not coming down off the walls. Don't touch the swords.
So unfortunately, salsa didn't get full.
Yeah, I did tell Jenna at one point, I was like, thank you actually for allowing me to mentally prepare myself for this, because there were seriously a few times where I looked at like her hang drum and was like, ooh, no.
And then you're like,
ukulele, no.
Look with your eyes, not with your hands. Yes. Look with your eyes, not with your hands. Look with your eyes, not with your hands.
Ooh, sword, no.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm sorry. I mean, had you asked permission to touch an instrument?
No.
But, yeah.
No, that just opens the floodgates for somebody else to want it.
And, like, later in the evening when there were fewer people, it probably wouldn't have been a big deal. But
And I know you know me well enough to know that I could safely handle any of the instruments or any of the swords, but that would be opening the floodgates to somebody else. Yep. And why can't I do it too? And so I just didn't ask.
Yeah, not with 30 people in the house.
That would be inviting.
So what you're saying is that you need to be invited over again specifically for a tour of the things hanging on the wall.
I don't know if a tour is necessary, but just like...
Interactive?
Leave me alone in the room for 30 minutes.
I don't know that I would leave you alone in any room for 30 minutes.
That's fair.
You have two kids.
That means if you leave him alone in a room for 30 minutes, he's going to take a nap.
Yep.
Yeah. That's how that works.
Oh, it's so quiet.
Right. Alone, you say? I know what I'm doing.
This would be an amazing comic where it's like the bachelor dad who's like, oh, I have the whole house to myself. Well, I know what I'm going to do.
I mean, this is a well-worn trope.
Yeah.
You're a well-worn trope.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Me.
Yeah. Okay, that got adorable.
All right.
It's James. How can it not?
I know. I got this one. I know.
Salsa.
So, what else did you do?
I saw Star Wars orchestrated by Orchestra Hall.
Hot shit.
Yeah, Joe got us tickets.
That was pretty cool.
And we went. And of course, like, we walk in the door and the first thing I see is somebody dressed up as Luke. And I'm like, oh, hey, Peter. And Joe's like, of course you know somebody dressed up right inside the door. You do. I'm like, yeah. So, yeah, like, we went to the... And that was fantastic. There is... I love film.
Mm-hmm.
And I love Star Wars. And I love the orchestra. And there is nothing quite like live orchestrated soundtrack to a film. Like, just being there with everything actually in the room with you.
Mm-hmm.
And being able to see...
Yeah.
When the brass section is going and... To see 60 violin strings moving at the same time, like, just, and I just kept staring at the harpist because she never looked like she was preparing to play. It was like her hands were at rest, and then she was playing, and then her hands were at rest. And, like, a lot of people are like, and I'm preparing to play, and now I will play. And she was just like, I love watching people play their instruments too, because, you know, there are some different styles and things like that. But it was fantastic. Plot twist.
No.
Did you know Kenobi dies? Just saying.
Oh.
It was New Hope.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck, that music is so beautiful, though.
It is, and that's the thing, too, is that the music itself is just fantastic. There was one super sad moment I had. They did not do the, and I can never say the word right, the cantina music.
Like the right way to say it to me.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
good.
You got it right.
Like, I always have to extra think about it. It's like some people have problems with specific and Pacific.
But or linoleum. How do you say it then?
Or milk or pillow.
What about
or
milk?
Some people say.
You got something against my pillow?
Some people say milk. I don't have anything against your pillow.
I'm pointing out the fact that I say both of those the wrong way. That was what I was trying to do, James.
Ah.
See, it's supposed to be
funny.
Yes,
and motherfucker. Anyway, yeah, so they didn't do that music, and I was super sad because I really wanted that live. And we debated if it was like a rights thing or if it was just they didn't have the right instrumentation or so. I don't know. I'm guessing it's a rights thing because who wouldn't want to play that if they had the opportunity?
Right.
Yeah. So.
That's so bouncy and fun.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. We don't have the rights to this. So we need to stop.
Oh. Yeah, that means we get 30 seconds.
That's true, actually.
I thought it was 8 measures.
29 seconds.
Oh, Jesus. Oh.
Well, yeah.
0.2.
No, that makes me even more excited for this thing that I'm going to go to.
Yeah?
I'm going to get to see Final Fantasy in Symphony. I'm deeply...
I
was already pretty excited about it, but now I'm super fucking pumped.
Yeah. No, it's you're going to have a good time, I'm sure. Yeah.
You better.
Yeah.
Or else.
Rehearsals have started for Fearless Five.
Yes.
That's exciting. Mm-hmm. We got a lot of... Yeah. We got some good stuff. The actors are incredible. Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
We did the read-through on Sunday, and... Oh, my God. They're so good. It's like they, like, first read-through... Like, they haven't seen these scripts before, and they just pick them up, and they're like, oh, I have a character. Boop, 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 boop. And they did it, and it was fantastic. So,
has the cast list been posted anywhere?
We were waiting until after the read-through specifically because there were some things that needed to get reassigned, and we didn't want people to find out that way that they were reassigned to new characters.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
But yeah, that should be able to be posted now. I'll message the actual producer on that one.
No, that was super fun, too. We got to tour the theater and its murder basement, and it was all real exciting. Yeah, that theater has a murder basement.
So I take it you're involved?
With the Fearless Five? Yes.
See, I don't know this.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
This hasn't been posted.
I'm one of the directors. Cat.
See, I don't know this.
Yeah.
I'm messaging right now. Right now, okay?
This is my first time directing, so I'm super pumped.
Yeah, but Fearless Five is really going to take everything.
Mm-hmm.
I missed a message. Whatever. Okay, it's not important. I'm messaging right now so I don't forget.
Yeah. That's a solid plan.
Podcasting.
So somebody else should talk is what I'm saying.
So, James, what did you do?
Well, kind of a lot of things. But, aside from I started parkour, which is fun. And,
where at?
Fight or Flight.
Okay.
Fight or Flight Academy. And it's pretty decently fun. I also went to the Fearless Party.
Mm-hmm.
And even though you were like, yeah, I didn't want to take an instrument down off the wall after asking to play it because I would set a bad precedent. I did set a bad precedent.
This is my shocked face.
I know. When there were kind of a small number of people, I was like, hey, who hasn't seen this thing? And then I played an YouTube video, singular YouTube video.
Mm-hmm.
Then everyone was like, oh, you know what you should play?
Yeah.
Because that will always happen. And then, so we just...
Freebird?
Played for probably, I want to say...
Paca Bell's Cannon.
Yeah, the Paca Bell Cannon.
Rubber Chicken, yeah.
That too, yes.
Yeah,
Despacito on a rubber chicken. We watched a bunch of...
There are songs on rubber chicken. You should look up people playing rubber chickens.
Kind of fucking amazing.
It's pretty incredible.
Okay.
So we can check that out on break. But we played the videos.
Oh, you were watching videos. Okay.
Yeah.
On Jenna's TV. And then people would come up to me and they're like, "Oh, okay, you're like running this thing here, here, DJ. Here's my request." Like, I'm like, "All right, man." So we watched a lot of great and funny things, including one of my most favorite comedy routines of all time: pen behind the ear.
Oh, God. Pen behind the ear.
And I loved it because somebody was like, "Oh, can we just fast forward to the bit where it like..."
Like, no.
I was like,
"That is..."
No.
No, this is the bit.
No, no. Well, and everybody seemed to appreciate it, so it was good. And now my favorite thing is that on the Fearless chat for the party group...
Yep.
Like the people. Party invite people are now posting their favorite YouTube videos. They're like, "Oh, everybody check this out." Okay.
That is a thing I forgot about the party, is that I did in fact get to activate the party.
Oh, that was super fun. Yes.
Because I have Google Home. Yeah. I have like all the smart home stuff set up. And you can set different scenes for, like, your lighting and stuff like that. And one of them that I have is the party, wherein all of my lights that are not LED magic get shut off. And the ones that are LED magic cycle through different colors at various speeds.
Jeez.
So then I have a party.
Yeah.
And that one was actually a Jessa request when I was playing around with stuff. She's like, "Oh, we need party lights." I'm like, "Okay."
Done.
Done.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And then there was a party, and then the party lights happened, and it was amazing.
It was pretty
cool. Yeah. Yes.
People are like, "What the fuck?" I'm like, "Yeah, my house is awesome." Yeah, party lights.
Yeah, it was deeply satisfying. Also, some of the other highlights were boozy chocolate fondue and yes. Mulled wine jello shots.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. By Eric Thompson.
Yeah. There were cakes and pies and all kinds of snacks and shit. It was fucking fantastic.
Yeah. Oh, also, some guy like came over to my house at like 10 in the morning and helped me get prepared for all of this stuff and like ran errands. Lame. I know, right? He's such a sucker.
I was gonna say, sounds like a total he's a sucker.
Life.
Yeah. Well. Yeah.
Yeah. Well.
I mean, accurate. So anyway, thank you, James, and I'm never saying it again.
Hey, you're welcome.
Okay. Thank you for being a sucker. I appreciate it.
Yeah. And then, then the Fearless Five thing was functionally my Sunday.
What else did you do Sunday?
Uh-oh.
What else?
That's
what it... Okay, I was thinking that was Monday for some reason, and I was real confused for a moment. But I figured it out. I also went to the end of Tiny Funny Women Fest.
Yay!
Which was fucking amazing. I got to see so many people who were... just absolutely fantastic, and it gave me my favorite new thing, which was that there was the pumpkin that was cracked on stage,
yes.
And somebody else introduced themselves. They're like, "Oh, I'm a magic patch that makes everything beautiful," right? And then they go to put it on the broken pumpkin, and she's like, "I'm just kidding, I'm invisible. You're already beautiful." End of scene. And I was like, that is the most fucking heartwarming thing, and I love it so much. Ha ha ha, improv, heartwarming improv, fantastic. And I laughed so hard, it was just a blast.
You're adorable.
Yeah, Tiny Funny Women Fest, fucking go to it the next time it's up.
Yeah, I was also, about to say, you really can't right now.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, next year. It's always the first full weekend of January.
Yeah.
You're a full weekend of January. I don't know what I'm talking about anymore.
I don't know if you knew this, James. One of the coolest things about Tiny Funny Women Fest is a lot of the performers you saw on that stage either don't perform improv regularly or this is their first time as part of an ensemble. A lot of them are either in classes or only come out and do it once a year because their lives keep them from doing it the rest of the time.
Holy fuck, I did not know that. So I am very pleased to know that. Wow. Because they... I could not have guessed that. No, they were all stellar. Fuck. Yeah, plus the new game structure that I had never seen before, which was Tell Me More About. Yeah, which was also extremely funny.
Well, these were all... the structure of the festival is that the ensemble director spends the first day, which is 3 hours, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m., learning about the people in their ensemble, and then comes back the next day and spends 3 hours teaching them a form that's been customized to their strengths.
Oh, wow.
So all of those were forms created that weekend for those people.
Holy shit. Yeah. There was also the one, the shapes one that you were in?
Yeah.
Which I've never seen before. Which was that created that same weekend?
Mm-hmm.
That was awesome. Everybody would pick a shape and like make a sound and based on audience prompts, but not necessarily directly related to the audience prompts. And then they would go around and be a series of characters that were somehow conveyed by that shape or had something to do with the emotion of that shape.
Yeah, the idea was to be inspired by your prompt to create a different physicality and emotional response, and then keep heightening and pushing it in different directions until you found a character in it.
Yeah. And some of that shit was so fucking funny. Like, all of it was funny, but some of it...
Yeah.
Like, immediately funny. I absolutely...
As opposed to, like, you think about it 2 days later, and you're like... Oh,
some of it was like they warmed up into the shape and the character and made that thing funny, and everybody was incredibly successful at that. But some of them, based on the shape and the scene that they decided to walk into, like fucking immediately made me laugh. The woman who was like bent over partially, who decided that her character was starting the scene just throwing up. That was really fucking funny. That whole scene was incredibly funny. So, I loved the show. So, wholeheartedly recommend it.
Thanks for coming out.
Yeah. No, it was a blast. Bree was there. You might have guessed.
What?
Right.
Yeah, what were you doing this past weekend, Bree?
So, I was a part of the Tiny Funny Women Fest this year.
The hell you say.
You are tiny and funny.
It's true.
And a woman. And a fest.
Well... Okay, yeah, that's fair.
Yeah, right? I'm not... Like, and you can take that two ways, and both of them are appropriate.
It's true.
So, yeah.
This was actually my first year... participating in it. I've been running it, or part of the committee that runs it, for the last 4 years. Like the month I got involved in improv, I somehow got on this planning committee. I do not know how that happened, but I've been planning it every year, so I've never actually been able to be a part of it. So I took this year off from planning to actually experience it.
Yay.
So what you're saying is you didn't realize you were running a scene and said yes and that next thing you know.
Yep, that sounds about right. Somehow I got involved as a volunteer coordinator before I was...
Do you want to coordinate things? Yes,
yeah,
and!
Yep,
no,
yeah.
No, we're... That doesn't sound... The workshop ended a while ago. Yes, and! No, okay, just let her do it.
I don't know how this keeps happening.
I don't... Are you excited for Die Laughing?
Yes, and?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I just acted out a microcosm of your life.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, basically. Yeah. So I've been playing Fallout 4 a lot lately. And I've realized...
So how many families do you have?
So I've realized I just hit level 17. I was very excited to hit level 17.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I have all of my perk points planned out through level 25.
Oh, shit.
based on like when I can take the next things I want. I have them planned out. And I have 9 settlements that all have a minimum of 60% happiness, and I think 6 of those have radio beacons up, so I have to keep going back like 2 to 3 times a level to give all of my settlers new jobs and make sure that everyone is happy, because the second I get a warning saying that one of them isn't, I need to go back immediately and take care of that.
So,
holy fuck.
Question I will posit to the group. Fallout 4.
Yeah.
Hyper-masculinized Sims game?
No.
Huh.
I haven't the foggiest idea what you're talking about.
I wouldn't add the hyper-masculinized, because I don't think it needs...
Or targeted towards a more masculine demographic. Whether it should be or not is irrelevant.
So
the targeting is towards dudes.
No, like, the targeting is towards sci-fi people.
Okay.
Because, like... To me, so much in that game reminds me of playing the, or not playing, reading The Expanse.
Oh, yeah. All right.
It's like a D20 modern version of The Sims or Skyrim.
Okay.
I would never have linked those two things up, but when you mentioned that sort of fits together.
But that's,
yeah.
That's my question, though, because you wouldn't have linked those two things up. Is the marketing for it towards that demographic?
I'm going to be honest. I have no idea, because I was never exposed to any marketing for the game.
Okay.
I started playing it because I was sitting on a friend's couch, and they were like, hey, I have to go do work for 2 hours. I've got Fallout 76 on here if you want to make a character and give it a try.
Sure.
That's how I was exposed to Fallout.
Because the way... All the advertising that I've seen for Fallout is like... Basically, it's about the shooting, and it's always guys playing it.
And see, my exposure to Fallout was through Mariah talking about needing more screws, and Jill...
Back up. Okay. Anyway, continue.
And Jill talking about how she had gone through the game, killed every person that she saw that had a specific green hat on, put all of those hats into a pile on one of her properties, and made a bonfire because she hated the hat so much.
Jesus.
That's awesome.
Well,
also, Mariah, I'm currently touching the orangutan. Yeah. And stroking the banana.
It must be nice not having kids.
I don't... What?
Oh, see, I just...
How do you have the time for this shit?
I mean, mostly not having kids. But
yeah, exactly.
I was going to say not sleeping and or...
Also that.
Putting the 12-year-old on a computer and keeping the Xbox... Or not the Xbox, the PlayStation for myself.
Also that.
Yeah.
Because your roommate slash partner does have kids.
That is true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. I have an adult kid, but she's often playing on all of the things, so.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I highly recommend Fallout 4. If you enjoy The Sims, you will probably enjoy this.
I mean, that's more of the comparative that I was trying to make, but all of the marketing that I've seen is like...
That makes me sad.
Because all of the marketing, the trailers and things like that that I've seen is much more about shooting people or shooting things.
And see, I've managed to play this game.
Hunting down boars or whatever. I don't know.
I have managed to play this game the same way that I play Skyrim, in that almost no one ever knows I'm actually there. And if something is actively looking for me, I'm gone. I'm running away.
Yeah. But what I was saying was that all of the marketing that I've seen, all of the trailers and stuff, is much more focused on the shooting.
That's sad.
And it's always dudes that are, like, playing it, if there's, you know, an actual dude playing it, or person playing it. Mm-hmm. And none of it really focuses on the settlements or the putting things together. And, like, all of the stuff that I've heard is people focused on settlements and putting things together. And I'm like... This,
I mean, if no one minds spoilers for the very beginning of the game.
Fallout 4 did come out, I want to say, 5 years ago?
See, I have no idea. I just started playing it.
Yeah, no, it's been around for a bit.
So the boy was watching me play, which he does not understand my play style at all. It was kind of hilarious. So he kept asking me questions about how it worked when I was playing. Because he's very much a smash and grab type who... I ended up laughing at because he was sitting in a room telling me that he couldn't complete a quest because he couldn't hack the computer, and the next computer over had the password.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God.
Because he didn't know why he was there or what he was doing. He just knew, I need to get through this door.
Right.
But he was like, wait a minute. You're playing the female character. And I'm like, yeah, I'm playing the female character. And he's like, how does that work for the beginning of the game? I'm like, what do you mean? He's like, well, at the beginning of my game, the female character was holding a baby, and I watched it get taken. How did that work if you were holding the baby? And I'm like, well, I wasn't. The male character was.
Uh-huh.
And this was just mind-blowing to him of like,
oh my God.
Oh, they planned it in the game so that it could be either way?
Yeah.
It, like, legit blew his mind.
Did I tell you how I started that game?
No.
I had to step away from it for a little while. Because I started the game, and at the beginning of the game, you have this happy couple, and they're getting ready in front of the mirror, and they're sharing their time in front of the sink in the mirror and that kind of stuff, and that's when you shape their faces and choose all of their accessories and, you know, do all of this sure. stuff and figure out how they look. And so I made the guy kind of like me, and then I made the wife, like, I spent time making the wife's appearance.
Oh.
And then
oh no,
bad things happen.
Oh honey.
So it was like, it was especially heartbreaking.
Oh,
both
gosh.
Because I was like, you know, the emotional impact of seeing something bad happen to your wife, but then also like,
you invested in your wife.
Yeah, like, I was like, okay, we're going to be like a happy, successful kid. No, we're not.
No. No.
Nope.
No. Oh, God.
Nope, fall
off. Oh,
happened.
God.
Yeah.
Oh.
So,
That's one of those ones where you want to go a bit more fantasy, right? Like...
I was like, yeah.
The 6 foot tall, like, Amazonian blonde that you've always yeah. fantasized about. I do know a few, so, like, that's still...
Oh, sorry. Where was I?
Dying by snoozu, apparently.
Uh-huh. All right.
So, yeah, go for the fantasy when you're creating your partner.
What? I guess.
I don't know. I mean, that's what I tend to do in simulators.
Sure.
I had a bad experience with Sims once. I made... I made a Sims game that was, you know, people in my life, whatever. And I accidentally left it running. And I returned to the game just as Child Protective Services is taking my child away.
Oh, shit.
And I'm like, oh, God, I'm awful. Oh, shit.
Like, remind me to show you the picture of the Sims characters I made of me and my partner.
Mm-hmm.
It's creepy.
Oh, yes. Awesome. I saw Sims 4 is on sale for like $5 right now, and I'm mm-hmm. seriously contemplating
it. Do it.
I don't have the time right now. Maybe I'll just buy it and not install it right away.
Do it.
Yeah, that's going to happen.
It might.
Super quick, though. Huh. Tonight, we're recording late because I went to lab.
Yeah!
I had a fucking blast. I watched a lot of amazing acts. But I participated in one, which was competitive storytelling, which I thought would be like Stop Talking or Objection, which is an improv game that I've played many times. But this is different and kind of fucking awesome. And I had an amazing time. And the audience, they seemed really responsive. They seemed to like it.
Did you win some sort of storytelling thing in the job?
I may have.
I heard a rumor about that.
Yeah, I did. So there was that, but I loved it. They have to make new rules because of me. It's always very gratifying. Yeah. So that happened, and you know, I love going to lab and participating in lab. So yeah, I still have to learn how to juggle before next lab.
Sucker.
Yep. Agreed.
Well, I've seen you practice. You haven't knocked any of the instruments off my wall yet, so you know.
So far.
Yeah, if you could do that in the sword room, I'd rather you broke my TV than my harp. Thank you very much.
That's fair. That's fair.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because there's a chance I can replace your TV.
Exactly.
It's less likely that I'll be able to replace that harp.
Especially that harp.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there's that.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then the trophy would no longer apply, and then it's
oh,
just
yeah,
like,
no, I would kill you with the trophy.
I feel like that's fair.
It'd be poetic.
It's poetic justice, yeah. Yeah.
I don't know about justice, but it would be poetic.
Yeah. I mean...
It's a kind of justice.
For breaking my harp, my one-of-a-kind cannot-be-replaced harp...
Yeah.
...that I got from a childhood friend who played it, like, throughout her festival career...
I feel like murder. Yeah,
I feel like murder would be a form of justice. Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah. I don't feel like that's too far out of the realm of possibility.
So, do other people have things, or are we ready to take a break?
I think we should take a break.
I mean, Salsa's barely said anything, but yeah, I think it's break time.
I barely did anything.
Huh?
No.
Hey,
well,
did you go to a
congratulations.
Party?
Congratulations.
Yeah, he went to a party and he didn't take the swords off of my wall, and I was really proud
well
of him.
Well done.
That's about all I did.
Yeah.
Is the absence of doing a thing.
That sounds kind of nice.
Super zen.
It's fantastic.
Actually, yeah.
Yeah.
We'll be right back after this.
Okay.
If you guys like what you heard, you can visit us on our website at aonpodcast.com. If you want to talk to us directly, you can send us an email at either Jenna, Salsa, or James at aonpodcast.com, or collectively at feedback@aonpodcast.com.
And we're back. I'm Salsa.
I'm James.
I'm Jenna.
And I'm Brianna.
Yay!
Yay!
What are we going to talk about?
Probably stuff. Our guest.
I mean, we could.
What do you want to talk about?
I'm here. Oh, man. Whew. There's a lot of stuff I could talk about. I have a lot of stuff coming up over the next, like, 5 months. Jeez.
good luck.
Let's scale it back to chronologically.
All right.
And then we'll stop you when we get to a certain, you know, like, I don't know, whenever we decide that we're...
Certain doom?
Late. Sure.
Oh, okay. Perfect. So, the thing I'm most excited about right now in my life, besides moving in with a partner
is
and...
Is the next thing chronologically?
What?
God damn it, Salsa.
I said chronologically, and now she's... fine. What is it?
I'm a part of this really cool show at Huge Improv Theater called...
The hell you say?
Throwback Night.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah? You've heard of it?
I've heard rumors.
Yeah?
I've heard tales. Tales of the glory.
And how it works is it's open casting for pretty much any huge produced show. And so back in October, there were auditions. They cast approximately 30 people for three separate old school improv forms. So this year we're doing the Armando, which is the one I get to be a part of. Yeah, right?
I've always wanted to be the storyteller.
So.
Am I about to be excessively jealous?
So there's the Armando, there's a form called Close Quarters, and there's a form called the Herald. And they're all very old school forms that a lot of things have been based on since.
Right. I'm most familiar with the Herald.
Most people are.
Yeah.
Like, that's the one a lot of people know.
Yeah, I know nothing about any of these.
That's, like, the Second City.
You should take some improv classes.
Oh, yeah.
Actually, there's not a whole lot of Herald done in Minneapolis because it is, like you were saying, a Second City form. It's something that's very common in New York or Chicago, L.A.
Oh.
But here, we tend to focus on more genre, more narrative, more emotional improv, rather than super gamey stuff like The Herald.
Hmm.
But the Armando is almost like a minimized Herald, where the game in between each of the sets of improv is someone telling true stories from their life.
Ooh.
So you're using that as the inspiration for all the scenes you do. And... Yeah. Our cast is actually rotating who gets to be the Armando every week. So coming up on not this Friday, but next Friday, the, is that the 17th? 18th.
Friday?
Well, because this coming Friday
18th.
Is the
18th. It's I've already
so anyway.
You don't need to math it. I've already looked it up.
I misunderstood what you meant by like this Friday. Okay.
This next Friday.
Friday after this Friday.
Yes.
Okay.
So coming up on the 18th, I get to be the storyteller.
Sorry. Yeah. Oh,
yes. Yay. I'm very excited.
I don't think I'm going to be able to make it.
No.
I'm doing Can Can Wonderland.
I mean, the show's
the
at 8.
Entire group of Can
Can
Wonderland.
Yeah, I have to be there at 8:30, and I don't think I can get there.
Dang it.
Teleportation like, hasn't been
invented
yet. Right. It's true.
Oh, now I'm sad.
When it has
stupid
been invented, Jenna's going to be in 10 Fringe shows.
Oh.
No joke.
No. No.
Yep.
I've debated it. No.
Just like, wham, she's there. Wham, she's gone. Wham, she's at the next show.
Honestly,
I'm going to do two shows at the same time, both of them involving a teleporter.
Fuck!
And just going back and forth between the two. God.
Yeah.
I'd watch that.
I would absolutely watch that.
The hilarious part is you have to see both of them in order to catch both halves of the performance.
Yeah.
They don't make sense without the other.
Right. So you go to see the first one, and you're like, what the fuck? And then you go to see the other one, and you're like, oh.
And you're still like, what the fuck?
But for different reasons.
The really crazy thing is she's the same character in both of them.
Oh, right. Yeah.
So, yeah.
It'll cut down on costume changes.
Oh, yeah. No, absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, because one of them is Waiting for Godot, and the other one is the parody of Waiting for
Guffman?
No, it's Saving Silverman, but they're both just functionally identical.
I'm going to drink this plum thing.
By all
Do
means.
It.
So while we were
interrupting for a second
at the fucking liquor store tonight, I look over at Jenna, who is inspecting the counter functionally upside down. I'm like, what? I'm like, Jenna, you okay? Everything all right over there? And she's like, yeah, these tiny bottles are upside down. Like, first she squeals. She's like, tiny bottles! Which I understand.
Tiny bottles of booze are amazing.
Yeah. I
like
do the
Mitch
same
Hedberg
thing.
Said, I want to walk around with one of these airline bottles of alcohol and walk around like I'm a raging alcoholic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I do the same thing when I see my tiny car. I'm like, tiny car! There's that. But, yeah, no.
James says the same thing every time he takes his pants off, too.
Tiny pants?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
So, I, tiny briefs. I saw her inspecting these bottles, like, turned.
You know they can't see you.
Well, yeah.
Okay.
Visual jokes
on an can.
Audio podcast.
TM. Becky Schmidt. Yeah. So, I'm like, what's going on? She's like, these bottles are upside down.
So I'm trying to read the labels on these bottles.
Can you not read upside down?
Not well, no.
Oh.
And she's stone cold sober at that point, but I'm pretty
sure
that the owners assumed the worst.
Like, no, I'm sober, I swear. No.
But did you fall over while attempting to look at them upside down?
No.
So I was like, do any of those interest you? And she's like, yeah, probably the plum ones. And I was like, all right, let's fucking grab them all.
Yeah, all right, so now I'm trying the plum.
All of
Here
them?
Here we go.
This is
both of those
Pearl,
are the, all the plums.
Pearl brand plum vodka.
Ugh.
The original Pearl plum flavored vodka.
I'm ready
it's
to watch this.
Original unto itself.
Yeah. We can share this other bottle around. Five times distilled.
Oh, that was a wince.
Well, yeah, because I got hit with the vodka.
How does it compare to sake?
Sake is way better.
We're about to
sake
find out,
is
salsa.
Way smoother.
Yeah,
honestly,
okay.
This is cheap vodka that has a plum flavor.
All right,
like let's be clear. If you would like to try some, you may. You don't.
I
have
don't
to.
Know if I want to. I mean, I'm going to.
I don't know if you want to either.
You know, the weird
for
thing is
science.
For science.
I mean, it's got like the fusel.
Yeah, it's,
aftertaste.
Yeah, that is. That is bad vodka with a plum, like
exactly.
This,
yeah,
this is plum. Oh. This is plum LaCroix of vodka.
Oh,
yes, actually.
Huh.
It
like
is
vodka
it
that
is
walks
shitty.
Past the plums.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shown a picture of a plum.
Mm-hmm. Holy shit, that's 70 proof.
Someone was cutting up a plum in the other room?
Yes.
Made with imported
vodka. Heard
vodka.
About plums being grown in what? Another country.
No, the plum is not in there.
Read
the
a bedtime story about plums when it was a child?
Little Jack Horner.
Which is really a filthy poem when you think about it.
Oh, it really is.
I'm taking another.
Pulled out a pearl plum.
Oh, God.
No, that's not good.
No.
Nope.
No.
It says it's made with imported vodka, so I guess they didn't want it there either.
Yes. Where was it imported from?
It doesn't say.
From Vodkaland.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they just...
To be fair, the label is super tiny. They probably didn't have room to say.
Tiny and upside down.
I'm just saying, that makes it... imported from Russia, great. You know you're getting probably something pretty
Jenna,
good.
Jenna, can I get you a Dr. Pepper?
You know, vodka
apparently
imported from...
Apparently this is five times distilled, but you couldn't tell.
No.
Through what? Gym socks?
Yep.
Salsa.
It was five times distilled through one time distilled
Salsa.
Vodka.
Salsa, we need to go get vodka again.
Yes, we
do.
Oh,
yeah. Mm. Whoa, yeah.
Completely in favor of this.
I haven't been to Moscow on the Hill in ages. See,
sounds like that's
like
a
years.
Problem.
Okay, but I'm not driving this time.
We'll fucking Uber. Don't fuck
Is that
the
how
Uber.
You why, get why? An Uber? I don't
paying for things if I don't have to.
Are those...
You pay for it one way or another.
So you're saying...
We use protection.
So you're saying we're going to call Joe.
Who will then call us an Uber, yes.
Yeah.
You're not going to be paying for things you don't have to.
Well, there's that.
Okay.
I feel like Joe being in the vicinity of people drinking and being told he can't drink probably wouldn't end well.
Seems so mean.
To be fair, don't tell Joe he can't do something. Like,
exactly.
That's just
exactly.
That.
That's,
I had the problem.
What I meant.
I told him he couldn't date Jenna.
Oh, I need to rethink my life.
Now you finally like that was the tipping point.
I'm gonna have to bump into him and say that there's no way that he's gonna stay with you for the next however long. It seems like a really good plan.
Ah, son of a bitch, my life is a lie.
I feel like how hearts. Specific can we get it?
I feel like I gave Jenna that trophy just in time.
I can't make a good.
Oh. Hmm.
Like.
Thwack.
Like, I feel like walking by him at this point and going, hey, Joe, there is absolutely no way in hell that you are going to get Jenna that 36-inch scimitar with the pearl handle. And suddenly just going to be standing there handing it to her going, what the fuck just happened?
Yeah, that's how teleportation gets embedded. Hey, Joe, I'll bet you can't teleport.
Yeah, fuck you, bitch. I'm going to do this.
I feel like how specific can we get the requests before he finally figures it out?
Well, I mean, it might take a while.
Because there's subtle nudging.
Yeah.
And then there's being...
Like
and then there's us.
Yeah.
Oh my God, so, it's like the penis game. Where you just start quiet and then you get
so
louder.
Nobody
and
so what you're saying...
Play that game with me.
What you're saying...
I mean, I would, but neither of us would win.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's just kind of pointless.
Jenna, yeah. What you're saying is I need to tell Joe... Joe, there is no way that you could find a reason for Jenna to not do the show on the 18th, so she had to come to Huge instead.
Yeah, you could try that, but there's the me factor involved.
Also, I think he's going to get confused with all the double negatives.
I mean, that's fair.
That's a very negative statement.
All right. For science...
Are you Dr. Peppering this?
No, he's diet Dr. Peppering it.
Ew.
Which I feel like...
Everybody has their thing. Don't yuck his yum.
No,
we never
tested diet Dr. Pepper.
I have, and it works. So,
all right, get me a regular Dr. Pepper.
Okay.
For science.
I'm just saying, I don't know how that changes things.
No.
Because I don't drink diet Dr. Pepper.
I mean, that's fair. So anyway, you were talking about your life before we interrupted with plum vodka.
I mean, that was an important interruption.
I mean, that's...
It was.
If you're going to come on this podcast, you kind of need to expect that.
It's true.
that should be written in the just the like
bylaws.
Sure. Introduction letter.
Laws would be bylaws.
We are going to talk about you for 5 minutes and then some fuck all shit for the next however long.
Sounds about right.
Yeah. So,
where was I?
Who fucking knows?
Armando, yes. Very excited for that show.
Armando.
So jealous.
Yes. Also, every time I hear the word Armando, all I can think of is Mermando from Gravity Falls.
Yep.
But.
I'm Armando.
Yes.
Mermando.
See, I just hear Armando. I hear a flamenco guitar.
Yeah, no. This
I feel like putting a flower in my mouth.
The worst part about this is
Armando, a flower in mouth.
For the first fucking year that I knew salsa,
yep.
Every time I was like, salsa. And then somebody would say, so spice. Bing, bing, ding, 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 ding. And eventually, Raider Lee was like, you guys don't work together anymore. Can you stop doing that? And I was like, I'll try to stop.
I still taste the shitty vodka.
Good to know.
I'm very unhappy about this.
But is it palatable?
It may actually be better with the diet.
Well, I don't diet. Like, that's
I can't.
Yeah,
that's fair.
I don't. It doesn't taste good to me.
It feels like it coats my mouth and tongue.
It tastes
with, like, a mucous membrane of disgustingness.
Uh-huh.
And then I feel more thirsty and like I'm choking.
Uh-huh.
So where's the downside?
I don't like it because I... Salsa's weird.
Don't yuck his yum. That's,
I feel like it tastes like...
I mean, they have forums if you want to see girls choking.
Like, it tastes like industrial to me.
Yeah.
Diet soda tastes industrial to me, and it's gross.
When I talked to my friend Charles about the vanilla colas... Okay.
Salsa, do you need to continue stroking that sword?
No, I'm good.
All right.
We'll get you a freezy pop.
So anyway.
Yay!
Oh, God.
I'm the only one in this room who could confuse the two and still wouldn't be a problem. Accurate.
I could do it once.
Great trick. You can only do it once.
Yep.
Oh. Anyway.
Yes.
Bree, take us away from this. Talk about something.
So I'm going to talk about something very kid-friendly.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
So I'm involved with this group called Improv Parenting.
Mm. I've heard of this.
Yeah. And apparently we recently got selected to be part of a grant-funded program providing improv classes for low-income schools. And so I'm going to be doing teacher training and then starting in with that program and having to write reports for grants. Yeah. I know that sounds boring to everyone else, but I get really excited.
You're weird, but I appreciate it. But yeah. I appreciate it because I don't want to do it. So I'm glad that there is somebody that
does. Fantastic, though.
So I'm really excited for that to get started. And it's such a good opportunity. Because that's one of the things we work on so much at Huge is making sure that improv is accessible for everyone, no matter the barriers that they have. So, yeah. So Saturday the 26th, I am going to be performing in Huge's 8th anniversary show.
Oh, dang.
I'm so excited to be there for that.
Oh, my God, that's awesome.
Right? Oh, God.
Oh.
Right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you've ever been to one of their anniversary shows before, but they put together these crazy ensemble casts. And in between, like, the ensemble parts of the show, they do random drawings for two-person scenes with the people that are involved. So it's a chance to get to play with some of the people that have been doing improv in the Twin Cities for 25 freaking years.
Wow.
Right?
Well, that's and there was
incredible.
During the Tiny Funny Women, there was the person
Jane.
From...
Jane! Yes!
Yeah. Brave New Workshop?
She was part of Brave New Workshop and... Dudley Riggs.
Yeah.
Yeah. But she was talking about her experiences doing improv all the way back in like the 70s and 80s on tour. What are they called? The tour ships.
Cruise?
No, it wasn't just cruise ships. It was like the USS, whatever they are. Like for the military.
USO?
Yes. Yes.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Okay.
Thank you. I was blanking on that term. But yeah, she was talking about getting to perform on these ships for all of people from all over the world. She got to do, where was it? The Mediterranean and Alaska and like all of these amazing places, but was also doing it as a woman in comedy in the 70s and 80s, which is by itself nearly impressive impossible.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's crazy to see how far we've come.
Yeah.
And how far we still have to go, but
steps.
Yeah, exactly. Because she was saying during the interview with her that she thought she had pushed the boundary so far, and she couldn't have even imagined where we've gotten to now.
Damn.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because it's... It was fucking magical to see everybody up on stage together. Hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
So much fun stuff.
Yep, we're all just kind of sitting and reveling in it now.
It's true.
Apologize, listeners, but you know, take it in. Join us. Revel with us.
Won't you? Get yourself a tiny bottle of plum vodka.
Don't.
Honestly, that's a lot of my reveling right now, is that I'm like halfway through a can of Dr. Whatever. And, whew.
I believe this is a Professor Plum.
God damn it, Jenna.
I may have waited until you were drinking.
You're the worst type of person.
No apologies.
Well, now I know what that vodka smells like.
From the inside.
Who? All right.
But Professor Plum.
No, it makes perfect sense.
Absolutely. Okay. And that's a brilliant name for it. Yep.
I did marketing.
Oh, my sinuses are so clean right now.
So I'm realizing as I'm talking about stuff I have coming up.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That my life is pretty much just improv and fallout.
Yeah. High five.
That's a different podcast.
It is.
Yeah, it is. With a little bit of Die French. Laughing thrown in there.
Oh, yes. We do have Die Laughing coming up.
We do have that coming up.
That's a thing.
Yeah. Oh,
see, I'm not even thinking about that yet, because in between that I have the Armando show, the anniversary show, Off Book, and Foul Play, the improvised Agatha Christie show.
Oh, yeah.
So.
I am excited for that as well.
I have full faith in your abilities to handle all of this.
Mm-hmm.
Just don't forget about the little people.
You say that with a glare.
I just, like I do, but I'm pretty sure this is how people feel when they hand projects to me.
But I feel like at this point they should realize for both of us that us being in shows on like a Friday or Saturday night doesn't interfere with our ability to work on things for Die Laughing, because we do all of that at 3:00 in the morning anyway.
That's true, actually. Guess what I'm doing after the podcast?
Hopefully going to sleep, you have to be up at 5:30.
I have to be up at 5:30. Yeah, no, I'm going to sleep. But, you know, I'll be dreaming about Die Laughing.
I had one of those dreams.
I have had those dreams. Multiple.
Yeah.
Repeatedly. So improv.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. I mean, I'm basically just living it 24/7.
Life sounds rough for you.
So I was going to start complaining about something.
No.
Which is going to sound so petty in comparison to the rest of the world's problems.
Bring it.
I'm very frustrated because I can't do improv festivals right now. My primary duo partner had a baby in October, and because of that, they agreed not to do any festivals for a year, which is totally understandable.
Yeah.
But it made me realize all of the groups that I do shows with are either very large casts that it's hard to travel with, or people that are not interested in traveling.
Right.
So I'm just like, you're geared up for festivals and getting out and meeting other communities in improv, and I have no one to go with me right now, and that's...
Aww.
It's sad.
I'm sorry.
So I guess I'm saying, if you want to form a duo and travel to festivals...
I don't not want to do that.
You could travel festivals with Wheel of Brie.
That's true.
Very true.
Oh, God. I don't know. I don't know if that could actually function somewhere where people don't know me already.
I think it would be a great way for them to get to know you.
Right.
I think it would also make you a better performer. It would help you grow and push your boundaries. And it could also lead to some amazing moments.
It could.
Because you do not know. There are people out there that you don't know that are going to be amazing and you're just going to click with, and you're never going to meet them if you don't do it.
That is true. If I could ever get the video from that.
Salsa might know a guy.
I'm not doing that 10 hours, but we are pushing to get each of our 10 hours published.
Mm-hmm. We'll get them there.
Yay!
I'm 3 hours in to my 10. But, it's so fucking long, especially when the audio is mismatched.
I did all 50 hours last year. Don't even start with me.
Well, then you understand.
No, I do. Yeah. Don't even start with
me. That's why we broke it up. Anyway.
I totally think you do have a point, because there was someone who came to Twin Cities Improv Festival last year that I completely clicked with, and we've already made the decision, if we're ever in the same state, to actually get a chance to play together, we're going to. Unfortunately, he lives in Toronto, so it's a little harder than that most folks trickier. I would run into.
Yeah.
But you're absolutely right. It could be one of those things where I just end up finding someone to mash up with, and it's magic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We'll agree.
And if
it was a brilliant idea last year for Die Laughing, and I feel like you should take it to the next level.
And if it doesn't work, then it's over.
It's true.
Hmm.
I don't know if it. For those not familiar with this Wheel of Brie that they're talking about, it is not cheese. It's an improv form.
That's good, because I can't have cheese.
It's true. It's an improv form where I had a wheel on stage, and I invited anyone in the audience to come up and do a scene with me. And the way that they would do that is, when they decided the scene before them was done, they would spin the wheel to get a suggestion, and we'd start doing a scene. And then the next person would spin to end theirs. So it was a chance for literally anyone, regardless of experience, to get up and just have a chance to play and have fun.
Hmm.
Yeah.
After I
and it was fantastic.
Mm-hmm. Bet at Die Laughing for 46 hours.
Yeah.
Holy shit, yeah.
Yeah.
And I was like, I was half dead this last year, or I absolutely would have participated. Oh, fuck.
The best part was totally Jeff running in to do the final scene.
Mm-hmm.
So I did get my one scene with my improv duo partner.
Yeah.
And that's your squash banana duo? Yeah. So if you ever see squash banana in a lineup, fucking go. Because it's amazing.
It's so good.
That produced probably my most favorite improv line of all time.
I know exactly which one you're talking about.
Which line?
Oh, God.
Yeah, I just think that going into a super scary, fun, haunted house thing is a great thing for a brother and sister to do on Halloween. No. A great thing for a brother and sister to do on Halloween is to get a Loch Ness Monster costume where you're the head and I'm the butt. Fucking.
Gold.
Yeah. Oh, man.
It was so fantastic.
Yeah, it's amazing. I miss playing with Jeff.
Yeah.
But I have had a semi-suitable replacement. I've been playing with a group called Gifted and Talented.
Yes.
Yes.
Did you see any of our shows?
I have not.
Oh, my God.
I just know the people involved. And I'm like,
I've seen
yes,
each of the people
awesome.
Involved.
So much fun. It's my two friends, Will and Pam, and it actually was a cool group that started because Pam was in Will's final class as a TA at Huge before he became a teacher at Huge, and I was took my final semester as a TA as Will's TA.
Oh. Okay.
And now this semester, Pam is TAing for Will. So it's just like this full circle mesh of like matchup.
Hakuna Matata.
But we're, we did our first show together. We had no idea what we were doing going in. We had one rehearsal that consisted of us hanging out on Open Streets Lyndale and finding bow ties because we knew it was going to be something kind of nerdy.
Sure.
And then going into our first show and realizing it was basically just Magic School Bus, but we weren't afraid to kill off classmates. And we found this out.
Yes.
Because we asked for the suggestion of where do you wish you had gone on a field trip as a kid, anywhere in all of time and space? And we got the suggestion, the International Space Station. And our characters get up onto the space station, and Pam immediately starts pushing buttons.
Oh, no.
And she turns and she's like, oh, I think that one was the airlock. And Will turns and he's like, yeah, 20 of our classmates were still in there.
Yes.
First scene of our first show together.
Once her face is like, they didn't do this at my last school. Oh.
Yep.
Dead.
Oh, yeah.
Excellent.
So that one's super fun.
Carlos.
Yeah.
Okay.
Man. Wow. You watch a lot of children's cartoons.
I watch a lot of television.
Yeah, right.
Some of it is children's cartoons.
That's fair.
Yeah. No, that sounds fucking great also.
Yeah.
I'm hoping it'll come back soon. We just finished up a Wednesday night run at Huge, but... Nice. When our submission form opens up again in March, I'm going to put us in, hopefully, to get like a 9:30 slot on a weekend so we can have a 45-minute set. Because even with 25 minutes, we were always like, there's so much more we could do with this.
You know where you could get a full 50 minutes?
Where, Jenna?
Thy Laughing Marathon.
Oh, is that open for submissions?
It is, in fact, open for submissions. The application is on the website at dielaughingmarathon.com.
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 .com.
Yeah, but no, I would give you guys 50 minutes to play around.
I will try to convince the group.
Shit.
All right.
I don't care when that happens. I have to be awake for it.
Oh, good. Just for you, 5:30 in the morning.
No.
Worse things have happened to better people.
So
I'm only allowed to watch the footage of it happening.
Yep.
During Improvathon at Huge, we do a 28-hour improv marathon, and it's been a tradition that my group Squash Banana has always taken the 3 a.m. slot ever since we formed. We would do 3 a.m. And this year, Jeff didn't think he'd be able to do it, new baby and all. So we didn't put in for a slot, but instead we put in Gifted and Talented. And I was like, hey, I'm going to be there the whole time, so it's up to you two. When are you available? And Pam said, I'm available everything except like this five-hour section when she was at work. Cool. Will was like, I still have to teach this day. I'm available either 5:30 to 6:30 a.m. before I go to school, or after 6 p.m. each evening. And I'm like, okay, cool, I'll put that in.
Yeah.
And then we got assigned 5:30 a.m. And I tell Will this, and he was like, ugh, why are we doing 5:30 a.m.? And I'm like, it was specifically listed as one of your two times.
Right.
You can't think you're going to put 5:30 a.m., and someone looking at the schedule is not going to immediately be like, oh, they're willing. They didn't just say anytime. They were specifically calling out 5:30. Yep. I'm putting them on it.
Holy shit.
Hmm.
So he walked in the grumpiest man alive, putting
he
on his bow tie and glasses.
Mad as fuck.
Oh my God, it's like me before coffee and a cigarette.
The very first Die Laughing we did was the Die Laughing where Fully Believable was debuted.
Yeah.
And one of our panelists was Laszlo. And it was at like 7 in the morning on a Sunday.
No.
And Laszlo was grumpy.
Weird.
Yeah.
It was, I mean, he said he was happy to do it, and he showed up, and he was mm-hmm. funny, but he was a grumpy Laszlo.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, funny story about the squash banana slot this year. we didn't submit, and then I get a message from Butch, who does the scheduling, and he was like, so the improvathon schedule is almost done. I'm like, okay. We have two holes open. Okay.
Are we not doing phrasing?
Is that a squash banana, or are you just happy to see me?
I'm like, okay. Do you need me to find groups to fill those holes?
Yeah,
and he was
baby.
Like, well, one of them is at 3 in the afternoon. I'm like, all right. He's like, the other one is 3 a.m. It's 3 a.m. Wonder why that's open.
Yep.
And just, like, stares me down. So, of course, I sent a message to Jeff.
Right.
I was like, Jeff, the schedule is almost full. There's just one spot open, and it happens to be 3 a.m.
Oh, shit.
And so we got our squash banana set with, I think his wife actually had the baby with in the theater for that, because she ended up going up on stage at like 6 or 7 in the morning and doing a set with the baby, which was adorable.
Yes.
The baby was 2.5 months old and did 3 improv sets.
That's a talented baby.
Right?
Yeah.
Childhood goals.
Yes.
Right.
So you see what I mean now when I say my life is only improv.
I mean,
mostly. We're all okay with this.
It sounds like hard work, but it sounds fucking magical.
Hard work, brave boys, hard work, I say.
I don't know that one.
It's a C, Jenny. It's fine. Way Holloway, hey Holloway.
Joe.
I was just going to point out that the sea shanty reminded me of the fact that while moving, I realized one of my Dreg CDs is missing, so...
Oh, which one?
Do It Like You're Drunk.
Oh.
Right? It's very depressing.
If I had a copy of that one, I would absolutely replace it for you.
Aw, you're sweet. Hmm.
I mean, it's unfortunate that you don't know any of the Dregs.
Right? If only I had someone I could contact.
Some contact. Somebody that...
Some way to reach them.
Even. Maybe from time to time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That would be so wonderful. Yeah. Like, magical even.
Right.
Yeah.
Alas.
Too bad.
Yeah.
So now we should take a break.
Okay.
All right.
Hey, everybody. You should like us on Facebook, apropos of nothing. You could follow us on Twitter, at AON Podcast. Or you could join our Steam group at AON Podcast. Search for apropos of nothing.
Ladies and gentlemen, Brandon Patton was kind enough to give us the music for this episode and every episode. You can see what he's up to at brandonpatton.com. You can also subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, but especially you can help us out by rating our show. Check out our merch. You can go to society6.com/AON podcast.
And we're back. I'm Salsa.
I'm James.
I'm Jenna.
And we're... Go ahead.
Wow, Salsa, rude.
Yes?
You're doing it different every time.
Uh-huh. You're a dick.
You're messing with my head.
You're fucking with the flow.
I'm gonna start
you've
crying.
Met Salsa.
Yeah?
Oh.
Salsa hates me.
And special guest.
Oh, wait, that's me?
Yes! Let's start over.
Okay.
And we're back. I'm Salsa.
And I'm Jenna.
I'm James.
And special guest...
Brianna.
Here we go.
That kind of worked.
I'm fine with this.
I tried to capture your essence.
You did.
Don't want to capture James's essence.
Why did you make that so gross?
Because...
I'm sorry. I forgot. You're you.
You met me.
I forgot. You ruin everything.
Yes! Just like real salsa.
It's all right. You have Brie here. That makes everything better.
See?
Oh my God, you guys, we have salsa and Brie.
It sounds delicious.
I don't want to think about how we get queso. I refuse.
I'm in. Oh, man. God. Oh, my.
I mean,
oh.
I will watch, oh. But...
Oh, my. Listeners, I can't tell you what's happening right now.
Jokes on an audio podcast. Bling. TM, Becky Schmidt.
Empty plum bottle down.
Oh.
Wow. I tell you what, ladies and gentlemen, it is...
Now you guys need to start an improv group.
It is late.
Salsa con queso.
It is... Boy, I've never heard that joke before.
Oh, God.
It is late.
No, but because
salsa,
of Brie.
I would totally be in that improv group with you.
Yes.
It is late, and Jenna has to wake up roll early tomorrow.
Yeah.
Like
how
2 hours...
do that?
2 hours before dawn.
Yeah.
Fuck.
How do you know what time Dawn wakes up?
We talk to each other. We coordinate outfits.
All redheads know each other.
Cycles,
okay.
Yeah. Everything like that. Yeah. Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
You don't want to know how many hours that is before I wake up.
No, I don't.
So it's 2 hours before dawn, and Dawn wakes up real early too. So it's gonna be.
Does she wake up at dawn?
Jenna's gonna need.
No, that's just whenever she wakes up.
Okay.
Thankfully, Jenna has True Stone coffee.
Oh my God! Yes.
Ooh.
Oh,
which she gets delivered to her door for 10% off because she uses the Apropos promo code, and she goes to TrueStoneCoffee.com to do that.
Tell me more. Bye, Jenna. I love you. She threw away the remote by accident.
Yeah. Yep. No. That's wow.
Yeah.
I ran out of coffee this morning. I wish coffee was delivered to my door.
I know, right? I don't think she's coming back.
A middle finger has appeared
from the other side of the closed door.
In the absence of Jenna, a middle finger, a wild middle finger has appeared.
I've got a feeling Jenna's about to lose her trophy.
Oh, shit. I should stand clear of the splash zone.
I'm going to point out I don't fully understand why she just walked out of the room.
You can save 10% if you use the promo code.
Apropos!
But it...
Motherfucker!
But it's pronounced apropos.
Thank you, James.
See, I care.
This is why when the Genapocalypse comes, I will kill you either first or last, depending on your
so
preference.
Fucking yeah, I'm right now.
And I helped.
Yes. Also, I just coined the term Genapocalypse, and I'm very happy.
I feel good about how today went.
Shit. That was amazing.
Fucking
All right.
Now I know what salsa looks like after sex.
God, that was worse than the plum vodka.
I know what Jenna does not have a shout out for, but who does have shout
outs? I have a shout out to everybody that is currently plotting to kill salsa.
That's a lot of people.
Yeah, and I appreciate each and every one of you. That's not actually my shout-out.
What is your actual shout-out?
My actual shout-out is for patience, I guess. Sometimes when I'm in the middle of a project, you guys might not know, but I get a little hyper-focused and sometimes anxious about things. And there are many people in my life that are very patient with me and tolerant of my frustrations and anxiety. I'm trying to be sincere, and everybody's like just...
I'm sorry.
Staring.
I was listening, but something horrible just happened. Okay. Well, so, what? Yeah. In the middle of your projects, sometimes...
Sometimes I get anxious and a little snappy. Yeah. And there are many of my friends that are patient with me and listen to me. And, you know, pay attention to me when I'm talking. Mm-hmm. And I appreciate them. And so my shout out is for people.
If only any of them were in this room.
I know. Well,
hey.
There's Bree.
Hey.
There's Bree. So I appreciate
if
you,
only
Bree.
Any of them were in this room.
No, Bree is exceptionally patient with me.
Yeah.
Because I just expect that she's going to do things.
I also don't cause the anxiety usually.
No. No. Mm. She's an anxiety saver in my life. So yeah, no, but I do appreciate the people that are tolerant of me when I am getting anxious about projects needing to happen and not feeling like I'm getting what I need for those things to happen.
Yeah.
So patience and tolerance, I guess, and people that do that.
Hmm.
Yeah.
James, do you have one?
I do. Shout out to the Boothies.
Speaking of people that are patient and tolerant with me.
Myself notwithstanding, the people who work at the booth are fucking incredible people.
Yes.
The booth changed hands, changed ownership within the last few years, but the amazingness of the fencing booth out at Minnesota Renaissance Festival has not changed. The traditions and the love, the boothy love, has not diminished. The traditions have not diminished. The stories continue and build and are fucking amazing.
Knitting needles.
Hey, you remember that time that I laughed so hard I threw up?
Yep.
Yeah.
Hey, I do. Did you know with me stepping down away from the planning committee at Tiny Funny Women Fest this year, two of the Boothies took over what I was doing?
That seems right. And
destroyed it.
They've stepped into,
like, in a good way.
Fearless,
yes. Yeah.
As well. And
it was two people having to replace her.
You know, that also.
Yeah, one of the Boothies is now on my very short list of people that I can't kill for fear of having to try to fill their places for Die Laughing.
And Josh of the Booth also is doing that competitive storytelling. Thing,
by the way, if he doesn't go by that from now on, that's a mistake.
Josh from the Booth?
Josh of the Booth.
Josh of the Booth.
Who are you? I am Josh of the Booth.
I am Josh of the Booth.
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 No, usually he goes by the Boulder, which is fucking ridiculous and amazing.
That needs to stop.
So, I love them dearly. They are another family or a continuation of my family. And not only have they continued the amazing traditions out there at Fest, but they have built new and excellent traditions outside of that season. And I have the warmest and tenderest feelings for them. So, yeah.
Yay!
Shout out to the Boothies.
I'm going to be sappy for a moment.
How I feel like everyone's dare. Being sappy.
That's
a small part of what we do.
Yeah, shout outs are a little sappy, but I'm going to be like sappy for shout outs. I'm going to give a
like
shout out.
Like maple syrup?
Yeah, like I'm giving my shout out to my wife. I over the past few weeks, we have been in winter break and stuff like that, and my wife is, she can handle a classroom of, you know, 30 inner city high schoolers without batting an eye.
Oh my God, right?
But being at home for 2 weeks is like the worst kind of hell for her. She's not a housewife. Very much not. Like, it drives her crazy. She gets very, very restless, and she is not... that is just not her thing. It's a lot of strain on her because she's very restless and very cabin fevery, and and she just gets frustrated with the children because she's around them all the time, and because she's mama, they just want
everything to do with her at every waking moment, and and she handles it all with the utmost grace and patience that makes me always just in awe of her, because I would not be able to.
Yeah.
That was pretty
Plus
cute.
Plus she's sexy as fuck.
That's pretty sweet.
Yeah.
So there's that. And she lets me do this shit. Aww. Like, seriously, what the fuck?
I thought that sentence was going to end differently.
Why did James just leave?
I have no clue. But
he just went to the fridge.
Oh, okay.
He just went to the fridge.
Do you have a shout-out?
He's not flipping anyone off.
I swear to fucking God, Sulfa, I'm going to end you.
I'm so happy about that.
Fucking end you.
Yes, Bree.
Oh, God. I'm following all your leads. I'm sorry. I know we don't often talk about weaknesses in public, but moving over the holidays has really put a strain on me, and it led to a lot of emotional breakdowns that are something I don't easily admit to, and I have a couple of guys in my life that are very amazing with how they have handled that and supported that and pulled me back out of some real rough spirals over the last month. So miss shout outs for those two.
Yay.
Yeah.
Cool. Yay, shout outs.
Yay.
Yay.
Cheesy wonderfulness.
Gross. So they say that happiness is a warm gun, but for us it is definitely the Fast Five.
Fast Five!
And today's Fast Five comes to us from Cole.
Oh, yay!
Hey, Cole.
Wait, which Cole?
Cole Chapin?
Yep.
Excellent.
Cole Chapin Carpenter.
I just wanted to verify, because I know like five Coles.
Thank you.
God,
wait.
Thank you.
Damn
no,
it.
I was ignoring
wait.
That.
What?
Huh?
Anyway.
Yeah.
Salsa.
That's con queso?
That's my move.
You,
I want this improv.
Me too.
I do. Yeah.
I do too.
Hey, put it in for Die Laughing.
I'm not putting it. I'm not producing your shit.
No, this is at him.
Yeah.
Do it.
Hey, I'm putting us in for Die Laughing.
Do it.
All right.
Salsa?
Yes. This is happening, Salsa.
God damn it.
This is how Squash Banana started.
Story checks out. All right.
Yes.
There's going to be staple guns in your future.
I know.
Cole writes Fast Five!
Fast Yay, five! Fast Five!
Ooh. Question number one.
All right.
March or November?
November.
Mm.
All day.
I got to go with November, personally.
Yeah?
Because it is the start of the wonderful winter as opposed to that fucking summer.
Ugh.
Mm. See, I was going to go with March for the opposite reason.
Yeah.
Like, if it was... See, that's... So, like, I know for a fact that October and April are 6 months apart.
Right.
So, March and November are...
6 months apart.
No.
Eight.
What? Eight. Eight or four, depending on which direction you're going.
Yeah.
Or five.
Oh, math is hard.
Sure.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Yep. I went the wrong way.
Seven or five, depending on which direction. Not eight. You threw me off completely.
Sorry.
Math is hard.
It is.
Especially late at night when you have to get up at 5:30 in the morning.
Oh, my God.
I need some True Stone coffee.
The things that I do for you people, you have no idea.
Oh,
just for you, James. It's really for you, Bree.
I know.
Okay. So, I mean, that's an interesting time span to be talking about, right? I feel like it would be, do you prefer the beginning of winter or the end of winter? Except that the end of winter isn't until, like, end June. Of April.
Yeah.
May.
Possibly beginning of May. Yeah, yeah. Like...
The only month in which Minnesota has not had snow is August.
And only just barely.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So I like here's a thing that I can correlate that is totally not the context.
Sure.
Die laughing.
Oh, fuck.
Or give to the max.
Ooh. Yep, that's exactly where my brain was going, was
fuck.
Die laughing or improv-a-thon.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Shit.
So either way, I'm in the middle of a marathon.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. No, that's solid. Yep. That might just be it.
I feel like as the event coordinator and the conceiver of Die Laughing, I kind of have to go with that.
No, that's...
Yep.
Yeah. I think based on that, I might have to switch to March, honestly.
Yeah, and see...
Going
to March. Although I do love what we've done with Give to the Max and the direction that is going in. Like, we've had more years for Die Laughing, so it's got a fairly solid base of what it's doing. But Give to the Max, especially the past couple of years, has really grown into something.
And see, I love being involved in Die Laughing. And I hear so many cool stories about Give to the Max from you.
Mm-hmm.
And I wish someday I would be able to go. But Improvathon is something weirdly magical because there are five of us that don't sleep during it.
Fuck.
And then for some reason, every year at the end of it, we all decide to go get a drink together at midnight after being awake for 40 plus hours.
Makes sense to me. To
be fair, when we had Die Laughing at a hotel, what we would do is afterwards go hang out in the hot tub.
Oh, yeah.
That was pretty great.
Yeah.
Yep.
So,
I miss that.
Die Laughing is such a freaking joy and adrenaline rush, but Improvathon leads me to revelations such as the fact that I enjoy changing the toilet paper roll because no one ever knows I did it. and that's why I'm going to have to say November.
No, that's fair. Totally fair.
Question number two. Fresh or canned?
I'm November, by the way.
Oh,
yeah.
We just assumed.
I know
that you liked it.
Food-based holidays, and cold. Yeah,
yeah.
All right.
Food-based holidays.
Pi Day is in March.
Oh, Pi Day or Thanksgiving? Fuck.
No, I got
that.
March. Probably go with
right.
March. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
March.
March.
All right.
March.
Sorry.
Too fresh or canned? I think fresh is pretty much for any reason the way to go on this.
Right. Like, I, there are canned things that I have.
Uh-huh.
But it, honestly, the question more for me is fresh or frozen. Because I do a lot of frozen fruits.
Mm-hmm. Oh, fair.
And see, if we're going with pie filling, there are certain pies where I have had much more success with canned fruits.
Sure.
Yeah.
Like, my apples never turn out right when it's fresh apples. It needs to be, like, the...
Really?
Processed canned.
When I do the triple... I mean, to be fair, like, pie filling... Or pumpkin pie, I just use the pumpkin can, because fuck it.
And let's be honest, delicious. No one wants fresh cranberries. They want that can of mess.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. When you drop it out and it maintains the shape of the can?
Yes.
Yeah. We called it... Fuck. When I was a kid, we called it canned. At Thanksgiving, we would say "pass the can."
Huh.
I didn't.
Are you sure they weren't saying "cran"?
I did not know it was cranberry sauce until I was older. It just growing up, it was "can." That's what we called it. That was our name for it.
Some of my pie fillings I do can. Some of them I do fresh. My triple berry pie when I make that is actual berries. Although, again, I'll often go frozen because those are actually, because of the process, like, frozen tends to be more solid.
Yeah, makes sense.
Than it
keeps the water different.
Yeah, exactly. I think taking into the amount of items, I'm going to go fresh. Just the amount of ways that I could go on this. More fresh than canned.
Speaking of which, mark your calendars, by the way. Our Pi Day party is going to be the Saturday before Die Laughing this year.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Oh, I'm fucked.
I know. Oh, I'm sorry.
Fuck.
That is the only place we could put it.
No, I know. Yeah. That's fine. All right,
because there's, you know, St. Patrick's Day is the weekend before that.
Yeah. I know.
So
I've got a show.
It's the Saturday?
It's an all day thing, so.
Oh, good.
Yep. So, anyway, just letting you know now.
Yep.
The 23rd. Yeah. So, question number three. Homemade or pre-made? I'm going more with this as pie crust. I'm going pre-made.
I choose canned, by the way. Oh. You said pre-made or
homemade?
Homemade?
Homemade.
Homemade.
Pre-made.
Like, if it's pie crust, honestly, the pie filling is the winner here. Just put a fucking crust on it. Like, it doesn't matter.
I've never had a noticeable difference. Mm-hmm. Like, if my homemade pie crust goes well, I don't notice that much of a difference from pre-made.
Right.
If it goes badly, I notice a difference.
That's true.
And
go ahead. Because I do the allergen-free pies, mm-hmm.
Fair.
I have to go homemade.
Like, that makes more sense.
There isn't a way for me to do that with the Annie's stuff. There mm-hmm. is no pre-made allergen-free pie crust. So when I do those, it does have to be homemade. However, when I did my s'mores pie last year, yeah, I got the pre-made graham crust. Are you kidding
oh,
me?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
fuck
wow,
that
yeah.
shit. And the Oreo one, two
it's
years
so
ago.
So good.
It was tasty.
The Oreo, you want, like, pre-made crust is mm-hmm. delicious.
Yeah. Yeah. I did an Oreo pie 2 years ago.
It was yummy.
And I had the Oreo pre-made crust, and then, like...
Why have you never shared?
I shared 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you should have been there 2 years ago.
You didn't invite me.
Oh. It's not my party to invite you to. Salsa.
You didn't invite me.
You're right, I didn't.
Oh.
If you want me to feel ashamed about it, you're talking to the wrong guy.
I know.
It's fair. Yeah.
I'm giving you gruff.
Like, I can...
That was so sweet.
I can make a pie crust, but usually if I'm making it, it's like pie day when I'm making fucking four pies, and I have way other things to worry about
only
than making a pie
four.
Crust.
I also have this weird
that's
tendency...
That's me making four. Then my wife is making a couple more.
Yeah, but if you're only making four, I'm doing six all by myself, bitch.
Right. I also have this tendency to make, like, the mini pies, which it's so much easier to just get...
Yeah.
The...
Fair.
Yep.
Yeah.
I like mini pies.
For, like, the hand pies, I just use the croissant crust.
Exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I think I'm going to do mini pies this year, and I think I'm going to do homemade. I think I'm going to make it myself, and because I'm not going to use... wheat flour. I'm going to try a different flour.
We should do a pre-pie day prep.
Yeah,
this year.
High fives.
I know we like talked about it and went awkwardly last year, but let's plan for it this year.
Let's fuck it right up.
No, I know it's awkwardly wedged in.
I can't
a
invite you.
Time of year,
he's got to invite you.
Question number four.
You can still come over and make pies with us.
Am I invited?
We'll see.
Oh my god!
Oh shit!
As Bree storms out and flips you off on the way.
I can't do that.
Again, flips the bar.
If you're
do you want me to do it for you? I've already
would
proven
you, Jenna?
I can.
If would you do
if
it for me?
If you're looking for guilt or shame, you are talking to the wrong person.
Jenna, hold on. I need to watch Jenna storm out.
On behalf of Bree, is now storming out, middle finger raised, and
the door
has been slammed.
Question number four. Do you prefer...
Welcome back.
Damn it, she's back.
Question number four.
Yeah.
I'm trained. I'm super trained. All right.
The Pavlovian response. Question number four. Creamy or fruity?
Sorry, Jenna.
Both? I'm going to go fruity.
Like, I don't want to be corralled into talking about pies here, but I feel like...
I really feel like this
I
is
do.
The direction we're headed.
I do feel like that's where we're
headed. Both of these are going to be more sweet pies, and I tend toward savory pies personally. Mm-hmm. That having been said, if we are talking about sweet pies between creamy and fruity, I'm going to go with fruity. Because most of the creamy pies are like mousses or things like that, which I don't go for generally. If it's a custard, on the other hand, I really like the custard pies.
Yeah. Cheesecake.
Not even cheesecake, like a chess pie or a shoe fly pie or something like that. Mm. Like I love those.
You are making me so hungry right now.
Or a key lime. Like, I love that. But if it's a mousse...
If key lime pie was a lady, I would be married right now.
But I hate mousse pies. I really don't like them.
I'm fine.
I will go with a cream pie or a chocolate mousse fruit pie.
I will say, I prefer fruit pies to cream pies in general. However, mm-hmm. if you start doing something that is richer in texture...
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if this counts as a cream pie, but I don't know where else to count it, like a cheesecake or a flourless decadent cake.
They're creamy.
Yeah, like I don't do dairy, but I will do dairy for flourless decadent. Like that's just happening.
Yeah,
like that's going in my face. So, but I also like those topped with fruit. So I'm just gonna say fruit and cover all my bases.
Fair enough.
So I was decadent with raspberry. Know, right? Oh my god!
So I feel like I'm in a weird position here because my absolute favorite pie of all time,
yeah,
is like a really good Dutch apple with like the crumble on top and like that nice texture to it. Like that's my favorite kind of pie.
Mm.
Mm.
But other than that, I really don't like fruit pies. I would prefer a French silk or a lemon meringue or cookies.
You don't
and
like
cream.
Triple berry?
No.
No mountain berries for you?
Eh, they're fine. They're acceptable. Mm. I will eat them.
Sure.
Do you rescind your flipping off, Jen?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, I still got it back.
Okay. Fair. Good. Yeah. I'm glad.
Jen is amazing.
Well, yeah. Yay. Agreed.
Also, because fuck salsa. Like, I don't...
Agreed.
I really don't need a reason beyond that, but...
But I think my reason on fruit pies is a texture thing because almost all of them have something that can get stuck around a tooth and I cannot handle that feeling. Like cherry pies where like the skin or like a lot of berry pies will do that. I can't do that.
Or like the tiny seeds in raspberries.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
It drives me insane.
Mm. I can see that.
Hmm.
Which I was explaining to my partner is the same reason that I refuse to eat most things with beans in it. Because if you don't take the skin off of beans, that can do that same thing where it gets stuck like on the roof of your mouth, and then I sit there and gag for an hour.
Huh.
You guys, I'm going to sidetrack backwards for a second.
All right.
March or November. You know that November 10th is the 314th day of the year.
Ooh. Oh, shit.
I'm still sticking with March.
Yeah.
But I feel like this gives more possible context to the first question in this Fast Five.
It's like a Southern Conference split.
Yeah, oh.
Huh.
Man, I'm burning your Confederate flag.
Shit. Which I'm fine with.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That changes my answer none at all.
No,
like,
yeah.
Marches.
But like, Pi Day and Die Laughing? I've got to do it.
Yeah, it's got to be March. Anyway, yeah. I just needed to
have
to
some
put
fun
that
with pies there. At Die Laughing.
Also that.
He's had some pies at Give to the Max.
Also that.
Yeah.
Shit.
Look, can we all just agree that James likes pie?
It's so good. It's so good. I love food so much.
Pie is...
Hey, do you want to go get pie after this?
Oh, you have to drop me off first.
Yeah. I mean...
Yeah.
I could be okay
I have no
with that.
Idea where is open and has pie right now, but...
Ah, but I'm on a diet, too.
It's got to be a Baker Square somewhere.
Lame.
Is but Baker Square still a thing?
Pie. Oh.
Like, the word pie itself is automatically tempting.
I feel like you're drooling a little and your pants seem tighter.
I'm drooling all over. Yeah. Mm-hmm. With cream or fruit, I think now I gotta choose cream.
James.
Yeah, all right.
James is cut off.
Yeah.
No, he got a high five for that.
Yeah.
You're just encouraging him.
I'm choosing that because meringue pies, whipped filling pies, and also savory pies tend to be my jam as well, versus those that actually contain jam. I enjoy a dessert pie as much as anybody else, but like a dinner pie.
That's where what I was saying. Yeah.
Like I would take another helping.
Seriously, Great British Bake Off has destroyed me.
Fuck. Mm.
This is why I refuse to watch it. This is why I refuse to watch it.
But it's also fucking heartwarming and so good.
Yeah, but I don't want to ruin food for me.
Yeah, no.
Have you seen Masterclass?
Oh, bloody.
Yes.
Hell, I knew this was going to happen.
I haven't, but I did watch Britain's Best Home Cook.
Mm-hmm. Ooh. Watch Masterclass.
Which is where Mary Berry went to afterwards.
Mm-hmm. Aw.
Watch Masterclass.
All right.
They have a kids Masterclass, which is at least as fucking heartwarming. Oh, you're Master Chef, pardon me. I'm thinking the wrong thing.
You're talking, what Masterclass.
Yes.
Isn't it like an instructional?
It is. They go through all of the stuff that they made Great British Bake Off people make throughout the weeks, and Mary Berry and Paul Hollywood make them and show you the right way to make them.
Wow.
So
you learn a lot.
One of the things that excited me most as I was unpacking in my new place is I got to unpack all of the amazing bakeware that I've had since wedding gifts and barely ever used. And now I just have this constant and sudden urge to bake.
This is a terrible problem. I'm very willing to help you clean up the evidence of your scientific experiments.
Well, given that the person living with me has told me he does not like sweets, you may have to.
But that's the thing, is you don't have to bake sweets.
That's true.
That's the wonderful thing about baking, is it's not all sweets.
I'm contemplating making Neeps tatties and haggis pies this year. Because
I want to bake bread.
Oh my god.
I want to bake bread.
This is the one problem with this diet, is that I fucking love bread.
Do you need me to make you a meat-filled bread?
My mouth is now, like, full of saliva.
I can't promise that it's going to work.
I'm genuinely fine with that. Like I said, I'm willing to bury that body. So, yeah.
Good to know who to call.
Mm-hmm. He-Man?
All right. Don't we have one more?
What's our fifth?
I stopped. I don't know anymore.
Wait, what?
I've just been waiting for it. I know. Come on.
Question 5, single or double?
Double your pleasure.
Single your fun?
No.
Ugh. Salsa. And he gets so mad at me for referencing shit.
Your misery warms my heart.
So I'm trying to think of, in the context of all the other ones, what this could mean. And the only thing I can think of is helpings.
Oh. Double.
More than double.
And I'm very much a single helping then.
Single layer or double layer?
In a pie?
Could happen.
A double layered pie? Is
I've
that
seen
really
a triple layered.
Salsa, I have a mission for you. Should you choose to accept it, though?
Yeah.
Won't that
yes, you should choose to accept it.
My wife makes a triple layer pie.
Huh.
So
it's a cheesecake layer with a chess pie layer with a pecan pie layer on it.
Oh, fuck. Yeah.
It's called a magic pie.
Yeah.
Yeah, weird.
It's amazing.
Yeah. I like layers.
Everybody, I'm super hungry right now.
Technically, my s'mores pie was a double layer pie.
Shit.
Because it had the chocolate layer and the marshmallow layer. Which was amazing, and I'm really unhappy I didn't win last year.
Hmm.
Frumpy.
Do you know how much time I spent making sure those marshmallows got to the right golden brown?
Hmm.
What was it, a minute?
Oh, was it a minute and 15 seconds?
I was staring at it for like 10 minutes. I was like, come on. Come on. Just about.
She's making the same face that she makes when she's playing Viltan and waiting for somebody to throw an insult at her.
Seriously, Jesus fuck, would you get funny already?
I've tried so hard.
Oh, wait, Salsa's retired. Never mind.
Yeah. Double. Something that you enjoy shared is 10 times as good as enjoying that by yourself.
Yeah.
I thought I already said single. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm a minuscule person and
tiny.
That
woman.
Could also mean tiny.
Yes. But that's also as I have gotten older, I've realized that I can't eat sweets the way I used to.
Sure.
Yeah.
Like, I'm probably going to be sick tomorrow from drinking this cider because it is so sweet.
Mm. I fucking love this cider.
It is.
Yeah.
Pretty fucking sweet.
It is.
All right. Moving on to context.
Yay! Yes.
Question number one.
Yeah.
March or November? Jenna fucking nailed it.
Oh, shit.
Which Pi Day is better?
Yeah.
March 14 or Thanksgiving?
Boom.
Clearly, it is Pi Day.
Yeah. Which is
absolutely
March.
Pi Day.
Yeah. You don't need to clarify that.
Because Thanksgiving is other food as well.
Yeah.
It's true.
Pi Day is
pie. Thanksgiving is all about the stuffing.
Mm-hmm.
Question two, fresh or canned? Do you prefer your fruit pie filling to be fresh fruit or canned fruit?
Fresh fruit.
Going with fresh, personally?
Canned.
Yep, sticking with canned.
Question number three, homemade or pre-made? Do you prefer to make your own pies or buy them pre-made from a store or restaurant? Oh, in that case,
the entire pie.
Homemade, then.
Homemade,
I was correct. Homemade.
Yeah. I mean,
it's just the crust that I would.
Yeah.
I don't have a choice.
Yeah, if you want to be able to eat them.
Right.
Yeah.
Question number four, creamy or fruity? Do you prefer
love.
No.
Sorry.
Ew. What? That's unhygienic to put in your pie.
Well, there's pie and then there's pie salsa.
There's pie salsa?
And there's a cream pie.
Oh, God damn it.
I think we all had a date like that.
Speaking of
once.
Cream pie, creamy or fruity? Do you prefer a cream-based pie or a fruit-based pie?
Yeah, no, I think we figured out this.
We hashed one out. Question number five, single or double? Would you prefer a pie with a single crust or one that has a double crust? How could we not see that one?
Hmm. Oh,
it depends on the pie.
It totally depends on the pie.
I'm still going to go.
This is absolutely dependent on the pie.
Most cream-based ones, I would say single, whereas most fruit, I'd say double.
Huh.
Yeah, I would say in general, I'm going to prefer single crust. The savory pies, the fruit pies, I don't do a lot of cream-based pies.
Mm-hmm.
And the ones that I was talking about, like a flourless chocolate, whatever, no, less crust is better.
See, I would say savory pies are the ones that I would most be like, they need that double crust.
As if you're doing more of like an enclosed pie type thing, yeah, like a pasty or something,
like a
whatever.
Scottish pie.
No, but like
a Scottish pie.
Like, well,
I want to go to Merlin's.
Like Raiderly's.
Pardon me, I need to message my boyfriend.
Yeah.
My wife's Scotch egg pie. That is a single crust pie. But
damn.
My picadillo pie. You know, those are all double crust. Most of the savories that we make are double crust.
Salsa, do you know the episode of Great British Bake Off where they make those freestanding pies?
Yes. I've seen it many times.
Will you make me one of those?
No. Are you kidding? God, no. I don't have the time for that shit.
I can hope. Someday, when I'm on my deathbed, will you bring me one?
You can make it.
Not on my deathbed.
It's true. You can make it for nice pie day, though.
In the...
You might have been invited.
Okay.
Already.
Uh-huh.
In the super early spring, the Minnesota Coalition of Scottish Clans does the Ceilidh, the...
Mm-hmm. The dance.
Yeah. And they have a person there who does meat pies... And it's fucking great. So I'm going to have to say double crust, because those meat pies are brilliant, and they have a double crust.
Yeah.
All right. Cole wraps this up by saying, I was really craving pie, in case you hadn't noticed.
Duly noted.
These were pretty easy, so I won't be surprised if you can guess the context. I'll be sending more soon.
Yay!
Do that.
Yes, thanks,
Cole.
And
thank
if you
Cole.
Or anyone else would like to send in a Fast Five, send those to salsa@aonpodcast.com. Send two emails, the first one including nothing but the five choices, and the second one, repeat your choices, and then include the context so we know what the fuck we're debating. If you get us a hard copy somehow, you will jump to the front of the queue, and if you've never sent in one before ever in your life, then you will also get bumped up to the front of the queue. If you do send us a physical copy, please label them one of two and two of two or something like that so we don't get them out of order, because that's never happened before. Is there anything that anyone would like to plug?
Bree, you go first.
Oh, God. Most upcoming. Please come out and support Huge Theater, both for the 8th anniversary show on Saturday the 26th, and every Friday night in January and February, my group, the Armando, is doing Throwback Night.
Yay!
And if you have kids in your life, look up improv parenting, because we would love to teach a workshop or do a birthday party or just hang out with you and your kids.
Yeah.
Not for a couple of weeks, but Viltan.
January 25th. I'm in it. Are you in it?
It's Turn Your Head and Laugh.
Yep.
I might be in it.
Oh.
Yep.
Oh, you're hanging out on the sidelines just waiting
just
for your moment.
Just in case.
Just in case. I'm super in it, so.
I am not.
You are not? Eh, that's fair. That happens. You're busy.
I have a few other shows this month.
You're a little busy this month. The week before that, on January 18th, I will be at Can Can Wonderland for Retro Game Night. I will be doing Match Game with some people that I haven't gotten to play before.
Oh, shit.
So I'm pretty excited about that.
Such as?
I could actually pull up the list, but one of the people is a good friend of a few of us, Seth.
Oh.
Right?
Fucking awesome.
Yeah. I'm super excited about that. Also, Allison Anderson.
Yes.
Good people.
Yeah. Let's see. We've got Aiden. Fuck. Kyle Decker is going to be there.
Eh, well, there's that.
Corey.
Doing so well.
And Corey Anderson, who is the newest member of Fearless right now. So.
Rad.
Yay!
So, yeah, that's going to be a fun bunch of people that are not going to match in any way, shape, or form. So, I'm extra excited. And hosted by Lauren Haven.
Oh.
Yeah.
The swankest.
Right? Mm-hmm. They don't get swanker than Lauren. Like, that's just, yeah. So yeah. January 18th, and they have Boone's Farm slushies, and I know that sounds awful,
shit.
But it is so amazing.
Whew. Don't they have delicious milkshakes with booze in them, too?
Some. They don't have as many as they used to.
No!
They're currently revamping their kitchen, so they've had to kind of close a few things down. Which, word to the wise, things that I learned last time I went to Can Can a couple of weeks ago, because they're redoing their kitchen, which is cool and valid, and I wholly support, they're only serving pizzas right now. Which means if you have dietary restrictions such as dairy, you might want to think about eating before you get there.
Fair.
Otherwise, you will just be sitting at the booth, sadly looking at everybody else eating their pizza. That happened.
Yeah.
So anyway, yeah, those are things that I'm doing this month.
All right.
Also, Fearless Five is coming up. But yeah, I will tell you more later.
Indeed.
I will just leak that things are amazing.
I'm fucking well excited for that.
All right.
Salsa, anything for you?
I have an unannouncement.
Oh.
It is my sad duty to announce that Febtoberfest will not be happening this year.
Such
is life. The hall that we hold it at, a little bit of inside baseball here, is being sold and bought by a new owner.
Okay.
And they are not doing any bookings until the ownership hands over, and that is being delayed. It was supposed to be done by the new year, and it didn't happen. Now they're talking about closing by end of January, and that's just getting to be too far into the year for us to know if we're going to do it even, if they're going to actually do it, how much it's going to cost, we need to brew, so it's there was much discussion.
I believe it.
And,
I believe it.
We eventually decided that we had to call it a year. And so hopefully next year we're going to be back at it and doing our thing. But this year, unfortunately, it just didn't work out. So.
But what about all of that beer I've been brewing, Salsa?
I'm just going to have people come over to my house and hang out and drink my all of this delicious mead and cider that is
brewing. If only you had a major event coming up.
Yeah, like a pie day.
Hey, Salsa, am I invited?
We'll see.
Oh, fuck!
Do you want me to flip him off and walk out again?
No, I feel like that's just going to deter my chances at this point.
Can I do it for me?
I mean...
You can always do it for you.
I'm not going to tell you what you are allowed to do with your own body.
Fuck this, you guys, I'm out.
Later.
Yeah.
And thank you all to you for listening. That's all we've got, and so eat the fucking cake.
I love you. Bye, bye, bye.
Take it away, Salsa.
Cha. Verbal Jazz Fingers.
Verbal Jazz Fingers is the name of my new Led Zeppelin cover band.